Jay Peroni, certified financial planner, here with the weekly market wrap-up. The economy continues to be sluggish, and the Fed remains on the sidelines. Those were the headlines this week. Investors are bracing for what could be a very disappointing earnings season. The sluggish growth had investors hoping for a lifeline from the Fed, but the latest Fed minutes offered very few concrete signs that a new burst of liquidity might be forthcoming. That's not the recipe for an upbeat equity market. As a result, the markets were mixed this week. Europe continues to haunt the markets as Spain is now the major point of concern. They're drowning in debt. What will happen there in Europe? Most of these European countries are now in recession, so the concern is still in Europe. What is going to fix that solution? Not just a short-term solution, we need a long-term fix to get the markets more comfortable. This week, we also saw some weak pre-announcements, including Advanced Micro Devices. AMD is the ticker symbol there. They reduced their second quarter revenue forecast, noting softer than expected sales in China and Europe, as well as a weaker consumer buying environment. Also, Applied Materials, ticker symbol AMAT, cut its 2012 business outlook due to weaker than expected near-term demand in the semiconductor equipment business. So a lot of warning shots there in the technology sector. We also saw negative earnings per share pre-announcements from a bunch of S&P 500 firms. In fact, negative earnings per share announcements have topped positive pre-announcements by a ratio of 3.6. That's the weakest since the third quarter of 2001. Where are the jobs? That's what people keep asking. The Fed announced this week that job growth is its top priority. However, non-farm payroll growth fell below 100,000 for the third straight month. With so much uncertainty heading into fall elections and the fiscal cliff of 2013 on the horizon, companies certainly are not in a hiring mood. Could we see some Fed action on the way? Ben Bernanke said last month that they'll continue to monitor the economy and they'll see how things evolve and they'll get involved if things start to slip. 3 months of job creation shy of 100,000 would seem to fit what the Fed was talking about in their statements. Why hasn't there been any action? Stocks didn't receive much encouragement this week, so they were stuck in the mud. We also had the trade gap shrink to $48.7 billion in May from $50.6 billion in April. Falling imports and a rise in exports were responsible. But be wary of the monthly gyrations. Exports are still in a downward trend amid overseas weakness, and export and manufacturing growth have been among the few bright spots in the otherwise very sluggish recovery. Both are slowing right now, and new sectors are needed to take up the slack. Small business optimism recedes to its lowest reading since October. The optimism index fell 3 points to 91.4. Labor market indicators, spending plans for capital equipment, and inventories took a drubbing, accounting for about 40% of the decline. Falling confidence seems likely to hinder hiring. So until business owners are confident about the future, they're not going to hire. And that is the major concern that we have here. There are no jobs. Essentially, this has been a jobless recovery. This week, we saw a four-year low in weekly jobless claims. However, these numbers are quite suspect. Weekly claims dropped 26,000 to 350,000. Is this truly an improvement in the job market? Probably not. We've got some temporary auto layoffs this time of year for retooling can muddy the data. Some states allow auto workers to file. We've got strong auto demand, maybe reducing some of the layoffs. And the timing of temporary shutdowns can also make it difficult to capture the seasonality. Also, the midweek 4th of July holiday may have distorted the data as well. Looking around the globe, the optimism that came out of the June European Union summit has faded. The Spanish 10-year briefly jumped above 7%, which is a very dangerous level. The European Union talk that direct loans to banks would have to be guaranteed by the government hurt some confidence. The details always seem to trip up sentiment, and new austerity measures announced to meet deficit targets pushed yields lower for now. As we've seen before, the optimism from favorable headlines wanes very quickly. So with a lot of short-term solutions in Europe, there has not been a good long-term fix. And until that happens, we're going to see very much some peaks and valleys coming out of Europe. The The euro slid to a two-year low below $1.22. The ECB's rate cut last week, as well as talks of more cuts, diminished interest in the currency. Despite the latest deal at the European Union summit, worries about the euro continue to persist. A stronger dollar will be a headwind to earnings for multinational companies. So those are the headlines for the week. We continue to remain defensive, looking for companies that are paying dividends. We want to look for companies that are paying at least a 3% dividend. That's what we're focusing on at Faith-Based Investor. We want to get ahead of inflation. So we're looking for companies paying at least a 3-4% dividend that have some good upside potential and are in defensive industries like telecom, utilities, healthcare, and consumer staples. This is Jay Peroni, Certified Financial Planner, signing off for this week's Weekly Market Wrap. We'll see you again next week. God bless.